You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them along with the man we just had in studio, Joe Hayden, at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We have a great show lined up for you. Started off with an absolute bang. Joe Hayden, Brown through 2019, $68 million, 45 guaranteed, the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. And with Joe Hayden now in the fold through 2019, I want to ask you this question. By the time his career is done, do you think Joe Hayden will be considered one of the top five Browns in team history? Is he going to be the best cornerback that this team has ever had? I'm excited to hear your thoughts on that. We're also introducing a very special new feature here. It's going to be a Mailbag Wednesday. If you tweet the show at Browns_daily, or tweet me at Nathan Zagura, tweet Vic at Vic Carucci, and use the hashtag mailbag, we're going to go through and answer as many of your great questions from Twitter as we possibly can today. The first installment of that will come up at 1:45, the second at 2:45. It's Mailbag Wednesday, so tweet any Browns questions you have to at Browns_daily and use the hashtag mailbag. Still to come, Tom Withers will join us at the bottom of the hour in studio here from the Associated Press. But now it is time to go to the phone lines and talk to you on what is a great day for the Cleveland Browns following the announcement of Joe Hayden's contract. Bob in Strongsville, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, great show.
Thanks, Bob.
I'll tell you what, I followed Joe Hayden through his career at University of Florida. He's always been a stand-up guy, and I have to say this about the Cleveland Browns. They are standing up. No more nickel and dime. You produce on the field, you're going to be care of. Joe is a great ambassador for the team, the city, and what, you know, what a player should be.
Yeah,
I am happy for him. Go ahead.
I know. I think it makes, Bob, great call, and I think it makes a loud statement. Joe Hayden said it right at the beginning. It makes a statement about what this team is doing, and the Alex Mack matching of that contract, that offer sheet he received from the Jacksonville Jaguars was key. Doing this for Joe Hayden for the football team to give him a contract that makes him the highest paid corner in the NFL. It speaks volumes about what this organization is all about with Jimmy Haslam as its owner. He is sparing no expense, and that's really been the mode he's taken from the very start. There had been reason to question the way this team went about its business in free agency, in other areas, and I'd find out after the fact, early on in the Mike Holmgren era, when it was really a cautionary approach to trying to sign players, cautionary that, you know, you don't want to make investments that are going to blow up in your face, or number two, you just don't want to make those investments, period, because you want to save as much money as you possibly can. That is not the approach of Jimmy Haslam, and I think that statement is loud and clear that if you perform well, you're going to win. And look, Joe Hayden had a hiccup. Joe Hayden, in his career, had that suspension. I think he learned a lot from that in 2011, handled that so well. And to be rewarded in the aftermath of that, Nathan, also makes a statement.
There's no question about it. And what statement that has been made as well from Ray Farmer constantly, time and time again, he views the draft as the lifeblood of any team. But what he thinks is the key is drafting, developing that talent, and then identifying and retaining the core talent on your team. And in past years, we have not seen that, as you alluded to, taken to the letter of the law, as it were. We saw how the Alex Mack situation ultimately had to be played out to get him here. The Cleveland Browns have eliminated that distraction. They have said, listen, as Joe Hayden said, it sends a message to the locker room. If you come in here, you do your job, you pay at a high level, you will be rewarded financially and with security for the future, and to know that you will be an integral part of the Cleveland Browns for the long term. That statement was made loud and clear by Joe Hayden that, A, he wants to be here, and by Ray Farmer that, B, when you want to be here and you're good, you will be rewarded. And that is why I think this really is, again, another major step forward for this Cleveland Browns franchise. Let's go to Jay now at work. Jay, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys, I love the show. I wish you guys was on for more than 2 hours.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, well, you know what? Man, Joe Hayden, man, he came in as a rookie. and, you know, improved himself from day one. You know, he didn't sit on the bench and wait a couple of years and then come out the blue. He deserved every last penny that he just received. And, you know, I mean, he was such a great corner last year. I mean, him and Buster Screens, I think they both played good last year together. I mean, they had a lot of games where they just shut the pass down. So I'm happy that he's here, man, and I'm glad that he's going to be here for a long run. I just, you know, I just want him to motivate the locker room, man, and, you know, let's get everybody with a winning mentality, you know, all season long, man. I just want him to do that because, you know, he's one of the leaders on his team, you know, if not the number one leader on his team, man. And I just, you know, just want him to continue doing what he's doing. And I'm glad that he got paid, man. I'm really glad.
He's certainly going to be one of the leaders on this team, and I'd say he is the leader, now the highest paid member of the Cleveland Browns. And when you look at Mike Pettine's teams in New York, the leader on that team, they had a lot of them, but Darrelle Revis was often singled out as the main guy that made that defense go.
Sure.
And now Joe Haden has the opportunity to do that. And what I love is when you think about the length of the addition, 5 years. Guess what? Justin Gilbert, now that he's a first-round draft pick, you have the opportunity to have him for 5 years. That is a tandem that should be here for the Cleveland Browns through 2019. Buster Screen is a young man. Leon McFadden, we hope that this can help him realize his potential, is a young man. Pierre Desir, a young man. This is a young, talented secondary now that the Cleveland Browns have at the forefront, really, with their top two guys and what they hope are Joe Haden and Justin Gilbert. And this is going to be something that's here for the next 5 years, a great thing for the Browns.
Well, and I think the operative term that you heard from Joe when he was sitting in here was the full buy-in that he has. I mean, him saying that, I think, goes beyond just his own feeling, but how that message spreads to the rest of the team. And as you said, a corner can be a leader as well as any other position. And I think Joe has thought of himself that way, but I think it's this type of thing. What goes along with getting this kind of money, number one is performing up to the level of that deal. But I think number two is taking ownership of your status and making that something that reflects in the locker room how much you care, how much you believe, how much you want this thing to work. Another thing Joe said that really stuck with me, 5 wins in one season is the most he has experienced since 2010. Let that sink in for a moment. And that's a player, you know, he comes highly touted from Florida, comes off successful collegiate teams. He sits here and wants that again. You think of Johnny Manziel coming in from the success he had at Texas A&M. You think of all these other draft picks who arrive here, and this is not where they want their careers to come to die. This is where they want to take it to the next level for them, or to the, at least to the level that they understood and enjoyed in college, what got them drafted in the first place. So that we make constant reference to culture change. That's what culture change is. That's what's got to be altered, is a guy looking around and saying, guys, we've done nothing here. It's been 4-win, 5-win seasons. We've got to be the team that takes it to the next, you know, takes it to where it should be, not the next level,
yes,
to a level.
To a level, and he said point blank, and it's nice to be in that position. All I have left to do and all I have left to accomplish is winning, and that's
right.
All I'm focused on. And that's great. It's he certainly has deserved the financial rewards that have come,
sure,
and now he wants the winning, the success that he hopes that can come with this team. And I thought it was interesting, too, that, you know, they are saying to him, listen, you're just going to go out there and you're going to play press man for us. That's where Joe Haden is absolutely at his best, and I think that this is a great thing. They got their top-rated press man corner in the draft. Interesting. Joe Haden, by the way, is a known he gets into the draft.
Right.
And he loved Justin Gilbert as well, thought he was by far the best corner in this class. So it's going to be great to see those two get to work together. Let's go to Sean in Medina now. Sean, welcome to CBD.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I am just hearing all these Andre Johnson rumors and just wanted to see what you guys thought of them and if it could potentially come true.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. And you're hearing just that, rumors. For the record, he told reporters who were at a charitable function that he was at, he was making a donation to the Houston Women's Center in Houston, in where he is, of course, based with the Texans, a $30,000 donation. And in the course of that, and Andre Johnson has not been a controversial guy, but he described himself as a frustrated guy, and he definitely laid out there the possibility that, you know, well, is this the right place for me to be? But he said he has not asked the Texans for a trade. He has said that there is no contract issue. people are running with the idea that, hey, will they want to make a move, try to get him, you know, try to move him along. And it'll be interesting to see how that works out. It seems to be, you got to kind of read between it. It sounds like most of his frustration is centered around the idea that he has not been a part of enough success, you know, in Houston, even though he's had more than the 5-win seasons that you just heard Joe Hayden talk about. His frustration is that they don't take it further in the playoffs. So I know there's the connection, obviously, with Kyle Shanahan, but I don't know if that is enough to make this thing happen, if, in fact, there is any chance for it to happen. I would love to see it, but my sense right now is that it's probably a longer shot than anything else.
I think it is. The interesting thing is the Browns are one of the few teams in the NFL positioned to absorb the contract of Andre Johnson at this time. There is the connection to Kyle Shanahan when Andre Johnson enjoyed a couple of his best seasons in the NFL with Kyle Shanahan calling the plays. Now, the interesting thing is he doesn't want to leave to go to a team that he thinks is rebuilding. He was actually disappointed, I was told, in how their quarterback drafting went in that one, because Tom Savage, and you like him as much as anybody, but, is a developmental type of a guy.
I don't think he's a franchise guy this year at all, and they made that selection of him in the fourth round. But and then looking at the rest, Case Keenum and Fitzpatrick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, it's a tough list of quarterbacks, I think, to look at as Andre Johnson and feel good.
Right. The one point I'll make is that there is the Kyle Shanahan connection. And when they were together in Houston, Andre Johnson had 115 catches, 1,575 yards, 8 touchdowns in 2008. Was number 2 in the league in targets, number 1 in the league in catches. The following season, number 1 in the league in targets, number 3 in catches with 101, 1,569 yards, and 9 touchdowns. So he knows that he can be successful in this offense. I'd love to see it if it's possible. I wouldn't want to give up anything too much, because I look at him as kind of a stopgap solution depending on the resolution of the Josh Gordon thing, someone that can also help mentor Josh Gordon through this process. And at the age of 33, not somebody you want to give up a big pick for. But remember, the link to Kyle Shanahan, there was the Matt Schaub one, and we know the Browns were interested in Matt Schaub.
Right.
The link was to Kirk Cousins, and there's the rumors. And then we now know that the Browns reportedly, according to Jason Lockenfor of CBSSports.com, offered a fourth-round pick for him. So maybe this is another situation where hopefully something can come of it.
I will not rule out anything with Trader Ray. I think Ray Farmer's already demonstrated a level of aggressiveness that he has. And we'll see, you know, how this all plays out. But keep in mind, I don't sense right now, and there's a lot more to know about the Josh Gordon situation, but I don't sense that this organization is going to run away from him or separate itself from him.
No, Jimmy Haslam said he's going to be here for a long time.
Exactly. So if anything, it'll be the opposite. This team is going to embrace, get him through whatever he has to get through, and has a future. So you use the term stopgap, and that's the thing. If you're going to pay for a stopgap, that is a price that's different than paying for someone if you make that investment, that you're going to get a longer haul from. Larry in PA is going to join us right now. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The one thing I want to say about the whole Joe Hayden thing is you don't really hear too much talk about T.J. Ward leaving. I know that him and Joe had a really good relationship with T.J.'s time there. How much do you think that is going to affect Joe at all? And do you think that he could build a relationship with Gilbert, with Dansby, and with some of the guys that we brought in, that he had that good 1-2 punch that Joe and T.J. presented?
Look, Joe and T.J., thank you so much for the call, by the way, Larry. Joe and T.J. had a natural kind of organic relationship that started with the two of them coming in at the same time, the same draft, both highly touted defensive backs, kind of grew up in the NFL together. I think, though, when it reached a point of business, Joe understood that as well as TJ understanding it, that the time would come for TJ to get his money in free agency, and that it wasn't going to come from the Browns. That football decision was made there, so it came from the Broncos. And I think Joe understands that and lives with that. And, yes, as far as developing chemistry, I think it's far more important, frankly, too, to see a cornerback do that with another cornerback. It's important with other parts of your secondary, your safety, to be in sync with everything. But I think it's that cornerback duo thing that we've, you know, seen in the history of this franchise with, of course, you know, Frank Minifield and the dog, the top dog. Hanford Dixon. I think the two of them could. I don't want to be blasphemous here. That is a standard set in the National Football League of the highest order, Dixon, Minifield. It'll be a long way to go for Hayden to do that with Gilbert, But, you know, could they have that kind of talent? Yeah, maybe. But I've got to see Gilbert play an NFL down first before we're going to start making those comparisons. But chemistry important. And I suspect, and just listening to Joe Haden, the history, the homework he's done on Gilbert to know him, I think he wants to invest the time and effort for that chemistry to come through. All right, we're going to talk much more about Joe Haden, much more about all the other Browns moves that have been made and where things stand right now as we head into this offseason. It's rookie week. The rookies coming in for a mini camp this weekend. We're going to have our good friend from the Associated Press, Tom Withers, join us shortly on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This just in, what, Nathan?
And don't forget to get your questions in for the mailbag at Browns_daily. Tweet us, use the hashtag mailbag. Now, I just want to make sure it's out there. We're coming up with that at 1:45.
You had that look in your eye.
I got to get the love to the peeps, man. We want their questions. Use the hashtag mailbag. All right, we'll be back. Tom Withers, right after this.